we'll be hearing from you, that we will hear from you, that we won't turn our ear away from what you have to say back to us. So we thank you, and we give this time and these words and songs over to you. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
So this is going to be somewhat of a variety show. There'll be a little bit of music involved. And I have Marnie. Marnie says she's comedy relief. And I need that. So this morning I was just struck with kind of the awareness of our community. And a part of it was seeing Abby up there playing drums. And I know she played drums when we were gone. But that's the first time I've seen her play. And what I realized is, you know, if you want to be in a community of people where you discover your destiny, where you discover your calling, where you find out what your identity is, this is a great community to do it in. And it doesn't have anything to do with getting it perfect. It just has to do with stepping into it. And as we step in, who accompanies us, you know? The Holy Spirit himself, God, accompanies us, and he shows up in our midst, and we're blown away at what happens, right? So it's really just this idea of cooperation. So that's something that, as a family, that we try to do. We try to cooperate with what the Lord is saying and what the Lord is doing, and a part of going on tour is cooperating with him, is going, wow. You know, it'll start with a little invitation. It'll start with the Lord putting something on my heart. You begin to move into it, and then the Lord starts to create something out of it. And so when we go on the road, it's really just cooperating and trying to stay aware of what he's doing. I was listening to one of my friends preach, a guy named Nigel Morris. And he's an English guy that is a vineyard pastor. And fortunately, with my day job, when I'm working on guitars, a lot of times if I have space, you know, if I'm not listening to a guitar with a client, I'm just working, I can listen to teaching, I can listen to music. And Nigel was just talking about the book of Romans. And he was going through this list of people that are at the end of the book. In a certain place, Paul mentions some different people, and he started to talk about the individuals. Well, this person is the brother of the guy who carried the cross for Jesus. This woman was known to be a great supporter of the gospel, you know? And something started to burn in me. You know, I've said that to you guys before. I get this burning thing. Sometimes I feel it on my shoulders. Other times it's literally like right there in my heart, and I started to get this burning thing, and I just thought, man, life, the meaning of life, the meaning and the significance of following God, of cooperating with God, it's amazing, right? It's amazing how significant life becomes. And so up front, my charge, or actually my question for you guys would be, hopefully, you're feeling significance. Hopefully, your hearts are burning. Hopefully, you're experiencing deep meaning. And a part of following the Lord and being involved in community, that happens. That happens very naturally. So this is a great place to do that. So this morning, we're going to talk a little bit about tour. But there were some discoveries on tour, really, that impacted me. And if you saw the title of the sermon, it's Aloha, Mahalo, and Ohana. And as I began to talk to people when we were on the islands, as I've talked to Hawaiian friends that I have, I began to find out a little bit about these words, you know. And so we hear aloha a lot. We're all really familiar with aloha. Aloha is a common greeting, right? Aloha, welcome to Hawaii. Here's a lei. We had a couple of opportunities where they put a lei on us. The first night that we went to lead worship, they put flower leis on us. And there's something so cool about that. Mm-hmm. the smell. Suddenly you smell, I smell beautiful right now. I smell wonderful. And there's this cool thing on my neck, and somebody gave that to me, aloha. Within the aloha, there's love, there's peace, compassion. But when you start digging into aloha, you find out that it's something very deep, you know, much deeper. The alo, the presence, and the ha, the divine breath, right? So the idea of aloha between Hawaiians and Polynesians is aloha. It's I breathe in the divine presence, the life, the breath of God, and ha, I breathe it out. And so I guess that even the greeting would sometimes, in ancient times, would be the exchange of breath, which I don't know what the dental health was back then. Maybe less refined sugar, I don't know. Hopefully it was good, but there was something about the breathe in and the breathe out. And I feel like there's, in English, I really have no way to say that, to say hello, to say aloha. I'm experiencing the life of God in me, and I want that life of God to come in me and go out to you. Breath of God, breathe in, breathe out. The life from God that we share. There's something about this incoming love, right? As we receive the love of God, there's this reflex that says it comes in and then it goes out, right? That's really the way that the love is expressed for us as followers of Jesus, right? Love of God coming in us, being formed for the sake of others. Genesis 2:7 says, "And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living soul." So I just grabbed the Hebrew on a few words. Breathed is pretty simple. And Marnie, can you say the breathe word for us? Do you have your notes?
Of course I don't. But you have your...
They're over there. I got them there for you.
I didn't know that. Oh, thank you.
You got him?
Yeah.
I got you.
I thought we were just sharing. Okay. It's the first one is nafach.
Yes. How's that?
Nafach.
Nafach. N-A-P-H-A-C-H. To breathe or blow.
I'm still
what?
Here.
Fesh? I thought it was... Okay. Well,
is that correct, students?
When we hit Strong's, the button with the speaker, Strong's 4953.
Nafach. Nafach.
Okay, that was it. Simple. It means to breathe or blow. So, God breathed or blew. Okay. And then he breathed the breath of life. This breath is what, Marnie? The next one?
Neshama. Is that correct?
Neshama.
Yeah.
Okay. So, neshama, to breathe or spirit, this includes the breath of God, as well as the breath of man, every breathing thing, the very spirit of man. With breath comes divine inspiration, intellect, inspiration, soul, spirit. That's the life that the Lord breathes into us. That's this act of breathing, okay? And then it says the breath of life, and life is the next word, spelled C-H-A-Y, Marnie, is?
You didn't tell me that one at home.
It's chai, C-H-A-Y. So I got the nod from Marquita on that one.
Chai.
Living alive. This life is green of vegetation, things growing. It's flowing and fresh of water. It's lively and active, the activity of man, and it's reviving as in springtime. Mm-hmm. Aloha. Aloha. Green, flowing, fresh, lively, active. Breath of God, breath of man, every breathing thing. Divine inspiration, intellect, inspiration, soul, spirit. Mm-hmm. Is that amazing that we could greet each other? Aloha. Mm-hmm. Aloha to you, my friends. If you don't have that recollection of that happening in your life, if you're not feeling green, flowing, fresh, lively, reviving, aloha to you. The breath of God to you. And as well as you can say that to the Lord himself. Mm-hmm. God, breathe on me. Bring your aloha to me, Lord, so I can experience it and share it with others, right? Mm-hmm. So the ha. Mm-hmm. Do you have anything to say about ha, Marnie?
Well, ha is something that I use with my vocal warm-ups or exercises with my students so that they would project their voices. So they're not sucking air in. Sometimes I have them put their hand, their palm, like a couple inches away and go, ha, when they're singing, and put H's behind actually quite a few vowels, not just, yeah. So that helps that your voice to project, and so that you're not sucking in air and doing it incorrectly, and then you're going to get lightheaded, and then boom, there you go, and you're on the ground. Then what do I do? You might sue me.
So the ha, yeah, the breath, right? Did you hear that? It's projecting. It's going out. It's being heard. It's even being felt. It's not being sucked in, right? We're not getting spiritually lightheaded. It's coming into us and filling us, and it's going out and touching others. Mm-hmm. So on tour this time, it was very interesting because when I'm on tour, I'm kind of in charge mode, meaning like, charge, like whatever you've got, Lord. And aloha life is a little bit different than charge life.
Wow.
I think I went through four levels of relaxing that charge. You know, I just had to step it back. Fortunately, it wasn't an embarrassing thing. I wasn't, you know, doing weird things or anything, but I just really had to relax. So we found ourselves, you know, obviously in paradise, enjoying the air, enjoying the ocean, enjoying the vegetation. Yes. Celebrating life and beauty. And just found myself going, well, Lord, you know, as always, you direct. You show us how to do it here in Hawaii, because this feels a lot different than the city, much different than California or Oregon or Washington or Montana, the other places that we've been thus far. But we began to just share the aloha with people, you know, just to enjoy being with people. I think a little bit, there was this one moment of aloha that happened when we got to Kauai, and it was our first day, and Adam and Wendy were hosting us on Kauai, and they just kind of said, okay, you guys have been traveling. We know you're busy on Maui. So just kick it. We're going to leave you guys alone. We're not going to talk to you for a day. So we went out and we got something to eat that evening. And we came out of the restaurant. It's just kind of a little strip mall next to a grocery store. And we looked to our left, coming out, looked over to the side. And there's a guy, a little shaved ice stand with a van. And there's a guy there with his ukulele. And he's playing... I think he's playing Yesterday by the Beatles on his ukulele, this Hawaiian guy. So I'm like, ooh, that's cool. Let's go say hi, you know? So we walk up, and Harley looks at him, and Harley goes, hey. He goes, you got a cajon. he's sitting on a cajon playing ukulele. And he goes, yeah, well, my son gave it to me, but I don't know how to play it. And Harley goes, well, I play. And so he stands up, he moves over to the bench next to him, he goes, well, come on over. And Harley sits down, and they start playing together, start playing The Girl from Ipanema. I don't know, you guys might have seen that on Instagram. But, you know, Harley sits down and starts playing, and Marnie and I are standing back, just obviously really stoked on our daughter because she's super cool, you know, meaning that she has aloha in her. She's very hospitable and sharing. And we just had this special moment, and I just walked away going, wow, okay, this is Hawaii right now. We're experiencing some aloha. The guy's name was Aaron. Turns out he lived across the street from Adam and Wendy. There's just connections, very natural connections happening.
Yes.
So when I think about scripture and when I think about following Jesus, usually the thing that I'm always looking for is kind of like, where's the movement, you know? Because I don't feel like this is a stagnant thing. When I see the life of Jesus, he's moving. And as he moves, the Spirit accompanies him. And there are things that are naturally happening. There's encounters that are happening with people. There's power coming out of him. There's truth. There's all this amazing stuff going on. So when I look at my life, sometimes I'm going, okay, what's happening with my life, right? I mean, I know that Jesus went away to pray. So he had this intimate relationship with his Father. But there was that, you know, Father coming in, Father going out in Jesus. So kind of as we look at kingdom life, as we start following the Lord and wanting to be a part of his movement and his kingdom, just a very basic part of life is just attributing to God. That's like very basic faith. And so when we wake up each day, that'd be a really easy thing to just sort of become aware of and proclaim is like, wow, here I am. I have the aloha. I have this breath of God in me, and this breath of God is wanting to be expressed. It's wanting to fill me. It's wanting to come out and touch others. And how does it look? It's becoming new. It's projecting. It's green. It's flowing like water. All these things. So just that very simple thing. I always think of Abraham, right, where it says that Abraham believed God and it was credited to him as righteousness, right? So in the very least, we can begin to attribute things to God. We can attribute our very breath, but then throughout the day, there's other things that we can see happen, right? We can see interactions that we have with people and we can go, oh, that was aloha moment. That was a moment where I'm experiencing the Lord in that moment. Or, you know, you're driving and somebody cuts you off and almost runs you off the road and you realize, oh my gosh, I'm safe. Okay. That's aloha right there. Like the Lord is there. His life is covering me. I'm okay. Mm-hmm. So a song that we did this time out, there's a song called Operator that Marnie recorded when she was, were you maybe 18, Marnie?
I think I was 17.
Okay, 17. Marnie recorded this song called Operator that's an old gospel song, and I thought we'd share it for you guys because we brought it back. One of our hosts on Maui requested us to do this song, and at first we were kind of like, oh, man, that's an old song.
I haven't sang that for just a little while.
But
I used to wear a lot of hairspray in my hair when I first sang that song.
Yes.
What was white baby powder on the face.
Yes.
And my dad would say, why are you wearing your grandmother's clothes to school? That wasn't nice. Just kidding. Okay, we're going to have everybody stand up, and we're going to put our hands together for Operator.
I feel like this is a an early response of Marnie in her life. So as a teen, it's her saying, it's being a little weird, this mic stand, huh? We could switch it out. So, not only as a young woman did I feel like my wife was taking in the love of God, but this is like an earlier expression of her giving it out. So that's why I wanted to share it with you guys.
All right, I have to look at the words a little bit. It's been a while. Can you hear the guitar? Do you hear the guitar? Okay. Here we go. Ooh. Ready? Is that a D? Is that the right note? Okay. Oh, operator, give me on the line. Operator, information, I'd like to speak to a friend of mine. Hi, prayer is the number, faith is the exchange, heaven is the street, and Jesus is his name. Operator, information, give me Jesus on the line. Operator, information, tell me breakdown. It didn't happen. PTL. Okay, next week we're going to do that one at church. Speaking of ohana, aloha, that one takes a lot of air. It's not easy, but it's fun. Okay.
The song or the
What's
word?
Next?
The song? Song takes a lot of air?
Yes.
Okay.
There's not very many moments to breathe.
All right.
Okay, cool.
Now I want to talk about mahalo. Mahalo seems to be this answer back or thank you, right, when you do something. Mahalo, a greeting of thanks, gratitude, admiration, praise, esteem, regards, or respect. But going deeper with the word and going back into tradition, there's this idea of thankful to be in the presence of the divine breath of life. It both recognizes the divine breath in oneself and then the individual that you're thankful for, mahalo. Or as Earl puts it, this, everybody look back. This is Earl.
Yay!
I'm thankful for the very space that you occupy in this life, in this world, in this universe, in this moment in time. Don't you feel that way sometimes?
Mm-hmm.
You're with a friend or you're encountering someone and you're just thinking, man, I love you and I even love the space around you. I love the way that you operate in that space. I love who you are. Mm-hmm. Isn't that beautiful? And it also contains the ha, right? The aloha, but then we have mahalo. Again, it's the ha. It's that divine breath. Thank you for being you. I celebrate and thank you for being you, what you carry, who you are. And as Earl's wife, Jana, says, every human being deserves a celebration. Isn't that our Father singing over us, celebrating who we are? Marnie came up with something that we were sharing on tour that I really loved. Can you share it, Marnie?
Oh, just the, I have some verses, but I was looking up our identity, and just to name a few, I know actually in our women's study, the armor of God, there's a big list, like a 2-page list of who we are, but the scriptures I have, and one of the headings the Lord showed me is you are irreplaceable. And 1 Thessalonians 1:4, knowing, brethren, beloved by God, his choice of you, his choice. It's so personal. And Deuteronomy 7:6, do this because you are a people set apart as holy to God, your God. He chose you out of all the people on earth for himself as a cherished personal treasure. And Psalm 139:14, for you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. So we're chosen, approved, elected, and you're a treasure. Mm. And you're irreplaceable.
Isn't that nice to hear? A unique piece of the puzzle, right? You know how puzzles are. There's no piece that's alike, right? And you can't cram one into the wrong spot, right? But when you find that piece, that's you guys. That's you guys in this time in the history, in this moment. God ordained it that you would be a part of his family, that his expression of love, his expression of who he is through you can only be done in the unique way that you're doing it, right? So in whatever that is, in your calling, in your workplace, all these places, this idea of dearly loved by God, so personal. Don't we need to daily be reminded of that? Chosen for himself, cherished ones, I choose you, right? We all remember those moments as kids when there's teams, right, and you pair off. And okay, I'll take Bobby, I'll take so-and-so, you know. And sometimes you're the last one there. You're thinking like, you know, somebody going to pick me. Well, God picked you. Detailed, chosen, approved, elected, wonderfully made.
Yeah.
On tour this time, God appointed moments and encounters. What very naturally happened was like us meeting Aaron, the guy with the ukulele. That just started to happen, you know. For some reason, it definitely happened on Kauai, you know. On Maui, it was a revisiting and a rekindling of relationships with old friends that we were able to do ministry with, particularly our mentors, Frank and Marlene Rice. Marlene was one of our hosts there. Frank is with Jesus in heaven, but Marlene was there. And so to team up with and do ministry with her was total mahalo. And her son Daniel is an anointed preacher, and he preaches in the jail on Maui a couple times a week, and he runs a recovery group at King's Cathedral. But the Lord just very naturally appointed the moments, you know, and it was really cool to see how they happened. In particular, on Monday night when we were at Daniel's study at King's Cathedral, and we were just setting up and doing things, we're just chatting, talking to different people, and hearing their stories a bit. And I think it was Harley who was by me, and I grabbed her shoulders, you know, maybe like I rubbed her shoulders for a second. And there was a girl by me right over here, and she looked at me and she went, oh, like, you know, like that feeling when somebody rubs shoulders next to you and you're like, nobody's touched me in a long time. You know what I mean? Yeah. And I just moved straight to her. I just went, it was all about her, you know, and I'm there. I don't really know her, and I'm just touching her, rubbing her shoulders, and she's just kind of telling me her story, you know. But I felt like that was a mahalo moment. You know, I got to touch her, right? We're wired that way. We're wired for touch, but it's almost like a taboo to touch each other, you know. But the Lord provided that moment for me to touch her and to encourage her. She, I think maybe she's got some handicaps, so she works at Walmart, and she was dealing with some things with her bosses where she felt like she really wasn't being treated correctly. And she basically went to her boss and said, hey, like, I know I have, you know, I know I'm a special.
She has Down syndrome.
Maybe Down syndrome.
But it's
okay.
Very mild.
Yeah, so she just went to her boss and said, you know, I know I'm a special employee here and things, but you're not treating me with respect. You're not treating me as employees should, you know, as an employer should treat me. I'm going to turn you in. Like, you better straighten up or I'm going to turn you in. You know what I mean? So it was cool. I was like, yeah, that's really good. But anyways, we were able to talk and to pray. It was a very special moment. And on Kauai, we just naturally bumped into people. We went to the art walk on a Friday night, and all of a sudden, oh, we meet this guy, and well, this guy goes to the church we're singing at, and he shared his heart. He had this T-shirt stand, and he basically dedicated it to his son. His son was killed in a car accident, and so he erected this T-shirt company, and he
it's
sells
called Smile Be Nice.
Smile Be Nice.
And I bought a T-shirt, and yeah. I wear it everywhere, but not today. You guys need to get one.
So it was cool. We're fellowshipping with him, and then naturally we'd be grabbing a bite to eat somewhere, and we'd see somebody that we had met the night before, and we just ended up eating and hearing people's stories. Mm-hmm. It's very, very cool. So kingdom principle, we are valuable. We are priceless. God is all about life. In his kingdom, we occupy space, and we have influence. Out of all the people in this world, I'm handpicked. You're handpicked. My self-worth to God is priceless. Mm-hmm. We are of an inestimable value to God himself, that literally he would lay down his life for us, right? My response to that, Lord, stir a passion. We sang that song this morning. Stir a passion in my heart, God. What's my response? My response should be pretty passionate to that, if God loves me that much. So we're going to sing another song. The song's called Get Out of Your Own Way, okay? This is the heart of cooperation, right? Sometimes we get in our own way, and we're not cooperating with this fact that we're valued. We're not realizing that value and also not sharing that value with others.
This song is off the new U2 record. And when I heard it, I just started crying in the car. because I get in my way a lot. But God is so good, and he gets us. He reminds us to get out of our own way. But we're just going to have fun right now. As soon as the bells, I'm Holly, and then Harley's the bells part of our group, the Holly Bells. She's got a tie on her bells here. All right.
Last one I'd like to talk about is Ohana. Family's interesting. Ohana's family, right? Blood family is interesting, right? There's nothing stronger, deeper than blood. But then there's family of God, too. And this idea of Ohana, you notice that the Ohana family tends to sort of grow and encompass more than just blood, right? So there's a lot of aunties and uncles. And I noticed that we do that in our life. We have friends that very naturally say, oh, this is Uncle Paul. And I'm thinking, I wonder if the kid's okay with that. You know, Uncle Paul and Auntie Marnie. So the Ohana family not only includes blood-related, adopted family, but also intentional or chosen family. I like that idea. Yeah, sure. This is a great, I'm going to share an Ohana moment with you guys. When we saw Adam and Wendy, was it at the airport, Harley? So, you know, we're waiting on the curb. You're always feeling the wonderful Hawaiian air and everything. We've got our stack of stuff, and we're texting back and forth with Adam and Wendy, you know. We're at the curb by so-and-so, and they're coming around, and we see them coming around in their little Honda. And they get out of the car, you know, all of our arms go like this, and Adam comes around the back of the car, and him and Harley make eye contact, and she goes, Unky! Adam went, it was just, his face was priceless. So for the rest of our time, it was Unky. Yeah, it was Unky Adam, and he bought it. He was cool with Unky.
And then I pushed it to Unky Spunky.
Oh,
and
no.
Then I got on the line, but he still accepted it, so it was okay.
So there's a line in Lilo and Stitch. Is it Lilo or Lilo?
Lilo.
Sorry, I don't want to sound goofy up here. Lilo. Lilo the Willow. Lilo and Stitch, there's a line that says, Ohana means family, and family means nobody gets left behind or forgotten. How's that? Whoa, I almost got choked up looking at that right now. Care for one another. Ohana, ha, it's there again. The breath of God's all over that culture. God brings beauty out of dust with his breath, right? The dirt of life. A culture of affirmation, love, and kindness. Don't we want our families to look like that? Man, we have a hard time pulling that off in our natural families. We want it to be there. We pray before we get together, but sometimes it doesn't always happen, you know? But here, yeah, with you guys, this is Ohana. This is Ohana to me. You guys are my brothers and sisters. Mm-hmm. I have aunties and uncles in this room. I have nieces and nephews, right?
Yeah.
Amen. I love it. I love it. So,
I want to make a stuffed animal out of every single one of you guys. I'm not kidding. And put it on my bed or my couch, maybe. That's how much I love you guys. So you could be with me all week.
Love is scary, Marquita.
That was from the Lord.
The Ohana family is built and founded on aloha and mahalo. The very breath of God and the breath that we take in and that we breathe out in the very spaces that we occupy. And yes, everybody has a place here. Right? Everybody has a place in the family of God. So I'm privileged to be Ohana family with you guys. Mm-hmm. Romans 8:14 says, for all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. And 8:16, the Spirit himself testifies within our spirit that we are God's children. Amen? Mm-hmm. Amen. In Matthew, while Jesus was still, book of Matthew, chapter 12, while Jesus was still talking to the crowd, his mother and his brothers stood outside wanting to speak to him. Someone told him, "Your mother and your brothers are standing outside wanting to speak to you." He replied to him, "Who's my mother? Who are my brothers?" Pointing to his disciples, to his friends, he said, "Here are my mothers and my brothers. For whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother." Right? Man, in the body of Christ, we experience that. We go somewhere, we meet somebody, we start talking, we have a connection there. Maybe we know they love the Lord, maybe we don't, right? And we find out, and suddenly we are captured. We are captured in that moment, in that ohana moment. You know, we're captured in that mahalo, in that space that we're occupying in time that God's appointed. And you could know somebody your whole life. Your brother or your sister, your parents, and you could many times not have that moment. We want to have that moment. I feel like in my life, I only have my mom and my brother left on my side, and I feel like I'm having those moments with my mom, so I'm thankful for those, but there were many years where I didn't. But it's amazing how God makes us family and connects us. So on tour, there were many people that were kind of taken back by our family. There were a number of people that came up after we played and wanted to talk to us about our family. "Wow, you guys do this together? Wow, how do you," you know, and they're just kind of started asking us questions, and they were very much impacted. I even had one young man that said, "You guys are like a picture of the prayer of my heart. This is how I want life to be. When the Lord helps me, you know, blesses me and I get married someday, when I have kids, you know, this is how I'm hoping it would look," you know, and you go, "Wow, you know, the Lord has done something good." But the testimony there, it was very interesting how he used that repeatedly. And I do have to also say that the Lord uses Harley a lot on the road, you know. There's something about her that people are very drawn to, and she's kind of a little like lightning rod for the Lord, and I love that. You know, I love that we're blessed with this point in time when she's playing with us. Someday she might say, "I love you guys, I've got my own band later," you know, and
bye.
We'll cry and
bye,
look
you guys
for a new drummer.
Continue on in your wheelchairs. We're ready. My feelings are not hurt.
So kingdom life, what's the movement of this look like? Love to talk about the power of invitation, right? Ohana includes invitation, includes inviting people in. I can't tell you how many times my life has been radically impacted by the smallest invitation. Mm-hmm. That included a meal, mm-hmm, or an opportunity, yeah, or a random, you know, going to help somebody out with something. Remember that power of invitation. It's how the gospel moves, right? It moves by invitation. It yeah, moves by including people. Mm-hmm. My life has been redirected, apprehended, and significantly changed by Ohana, by invitation, by being invited in. So we wrote a song when we were at the group with our friend Daniel at the Transformation Group. It was interesting because I was having these back and forth texts with Daniel. And Daniel, you know, he's a man now, but when I was 18 and I moved out of my parents' house, I slept on a bunk bed above this kid. And he was the crazy Newport Beach surfer kid. And when we go out in the water, I was really self-conscious of him because he was screaming at everybody, "Get out of here. This is, you know, go back, go home, you inlanders." And just, you know, like this irate surfer kid, you know. Mm-hmm. But after
he would steal Paul's underwear, too.
Yes.
Is that okay to say?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I think I said too much.
So, so Daniel and I were having this back and forth text, you know. I sent him my little, like, tour rider. Like, I need 5 channels, 1 for my guitar. I need this for vocals and different things, you know. And he writes back and he's like, bro, like, we don't have anything like that. You know, like, we have a little system and we run it by ourselves and everything. And then we talked a little bit more, and I could sort of feel his anxiety, like he was kind of wondering, like, ooh, this is my buddy coming, but I don't know if he gets it, you know. And so he sends me another text back, and he says, bro, I just want to let you know that all I want is the presence. It's all I want is I want these people to encounter the Lord. Mm-hmm. He said, and let me tell you, they've tried everything else in life, and this is their last shot. If this doesn't work, they're done, right? Yeah, but, you know, as soon as he's like, I want presence, and that's what I want you guys to bring, I'm like, oh, game on. Here we go. Do-do-do-do, you know, charge. I finally get a charge moment, you know. So, yeah, that's right. So, man, it was great. We got there, and he's like, okay, I think I'm going to cut the service back, and I'm going to just talk a little, and I'm just going to let you guys worship. And so it was just charging worship with 75 people, you know, on the patio of the church. They meet on the side. They make a meal for him. They meet outside, and he said, you know what? They're not even ready for the building. Like, the building is overwhelming. For them to step in the worship service, they wouldn't feel comfortable.
It was one of our favorites.
Ah, it was like the best night.
Mm-hmm. And they didn't leave, so that's a blessing. He said that usually like half of them trail off. So we were just all worshiping together. And this song that we're going to share, we actually just put it together like 2 nights ago. But
yeah, so it'll
Adam
be rough.
Actually contributed to some of the lyrics, but it was from the prayer for that closing night for the recovery group.
Yeah.
And then we're going to end with this because our children are, well, we're going to zip.
My spiritual mama.
Zip it.
Marlene Rice. Mm-hmm. Daniel asked Marlene to close the prayer that night. And we all were in a circle holding hands. And I really feel like it was like a sinner's prayer, you know. And if you don't know what a sinner's prayer is, the sinner's prayer is, you know, oh, Lord, I'm a sinner. Would you please come in and change my life? I'm at the end of myself, and I want to turn this thing over and surrender to you. I need you to do life. I need to be changed because I can't do this on my own anymore. And so what I loved was the power of everybody just saying that prayer together. I thought, well, this is a cool moment. I feel like I could do this more. You know, it's just a reminder of where we're at. And then when I left, I was thinking, I wonder if I could write a song that's like that prayer, kind of like Marlene's prayer, but as a song. Then we got over to Kauai, and I kind of had an outline for it, and I was messing around with it. And what's that?
Capo
4?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Sounds better. Am I on? So then I showed the lyrics to Adam. Adam and I got to go out for dinner one night, and I just said, hey, I want to show this to you. And I told him the little background. And he goes, oh, I like that. I also have this line that's been going through my head. And then he looked at the lyrics, and he goes, what if we just take anything, almost anything religious out of it? Just take all the lingo, like somebody who just got out of jail and they don't know any church lingo, and this would be more like that. So that's our attempt. I'm not saying it's, you know, that we nailed it or anything, but at least we gave it a shot. Right?
Yeah.
It's called Let This Be the Day. I'm standing here, God, with my heart open, without excuses I confess. Through your Son, Jesus,
Please make me different. I want what you have to live. Only you can save me. Only you can save. Let this be the day. Let this be the day. Let this be the day I'm changed. Let this be the day. There's no other way. Let this be the day I change. Thank you for so many chances and for clearing all my sin. Holy Spirit, make me yours now. I want what you have to give. And only you can save me. Only you can save. Let this be the day. Let this be the day. Let this be the day I change. No other way. Let this be the day I changed. Let this be the day I changed.
Bass.
Make me new. Yours now, make me new. I'm yours now, make me new. I'm yours now, make me new. I'm yours now. Let this be the day. Let this be the day. Let this be the day.
Go in grace and peace.
Worship team, can you please come on up? So I bless you guys with aloha, that beautiful breath of God, that life that we share. And mahalo, I'm so thankful for the space that you occupy in this world, the space that you occupy in my life. And ohana, I'm privileged to be a part of your family. Thank you guys, okay?